Here in Barbados, one of the big controversies at the moment is that steep increase in taxi fares, one which the operators say they haven't had in 15 years. Along with that, we continue to discuss the future of government's compact with the private sector, with the aim of trying to keep food prices down. In this regard, chicken producers are saying, count them out because it hasn't worked for them. There's good reason, therefore, for us to pay some attention to what is happening outside of Barbados, where food prices are concerned. Monica Totova is an economist with the Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome, and here's what she's had to say.
These high prices, in fact, affected the ability of many countries that are reliant on the imports of food commodities. It affected their ability to import the sufficient amounts of food they might need to feed the population. Now, it has to be said that there is a difference between the development of this FAO Food Price Index, which is, you can think of it as a barometer of international prices, and the prices that consumers pay on the retail level. There is transportation, there is energy, and all this increases the cost and impacts the cost that the consumers are paying at the retail level. So what this means is that when you are on a fixed income, you are spending an increasing share of your income on food. So this will mean that you are buying only the staples and you might be giving up on the foods that might be more nutritious, such as fruits, vegetables, and other foods that are not as much calorie then, but they are very nutritious. And this can happen in developing countries, but we have seen a lot of this happening also in so-called developed countries, where you have people that are living on this fixed income that suddenly had to make difficult choices whether they what foods they are going to buy or how they are going to spend their budgets.
Now, though the average prices in 2022 were the highest on record, Monica Totova says they have been declining in recent months.
Well, they have been declining basically this, what we call the FAO Food Price Index. This has been declining for the last 9 months, slowly but steadily. So the prices in 2022 basically reached the peak. It was in March after the war in Ukraine started. But nevertheless, the markets did calm down and the prices were decreasing. We are talking about agriculture. So in agriculture, you always have weather-related issues in some part of the world that impacts the production. So there are these issues of weather that are affecting the supplies. And this is an uncertainty which the farmers have been always dealing with. But perhaps now that this uncertainty is much more prevalent. Adding to it is the high costs of inputs. This is impacting the cost of production and the agricultural prices. So how high they will go, that's a million-dollar question, as they say, because you right now we reached a certain equilibrium, but there is so much uncertainty, the economic uncertainty, the economic recovery, the developments of energy prices, for example. All this will impact the levels of prices of agricultural commodities in 2023. It will take time until the consumers feel the difference of these declining international food commodity prices, but it will also depend when they see it and how they feel the difference on the cost of energy, on the costs of labor, etc., etc. We need to look at the index as some sort of an indication, composite indication, because some prices are increasing, some prices are decreasing. So in fact, if the diet of people in a particular location is very much dependent on the rice, they are expecting to pay more than they were paying before.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.